السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahman's English course. الحمد لله. It is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to start off with a new surah, Surah Ma'idah. And alhamdulillah, by the grace and tawfiq of Allah, we were able to complete our previous surah, Surah Nisa. So inshallah, today we are going to start the new surah from ayah 1 to ayah number 2. We make dua that Allah allows us to understand the surah the way that it was meant to be understood, and that inshallah we find benefit from us as well, inshallah. Let's go ahead and start with the recitation of these verses, starting from ayah number 1. You all can open your Qur'ans and follow along, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم إن الله يحكم ما يريد يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله ولا الشهر الحرام ولا الهدي ولا القلائد ولا آمين البيت الحرام يبتغون فضلا من ربهم ورضوانا وإذا حللتم فاصطادوا ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم أن صدوكم عن المسجد الحرام أن تعتدوا وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 1 to ayah number 2, alhamdulillah. Now inshallah, for our theory portion of the class, we are continuing the topic that we have started about tafkhim and tarqiq, the heavy and the light letters. In the previous classes, we did cover the heavy alif. And the rule for heavy alif was if the letter before is heavy or mufakham, then the alif is also going to be read as heavy, such as the examples khalidina wal qaimina wal dallin. So in all of these cases, the letter before is heavy, so the alif will be heavy as well. And then if the letter before is light, then the alif will be light as well, such as iyyaka minas samai an nasi. Then we learned the rule of the heavy and the light lam. We learned that lam is only heavy when it comes to the name of Allah, and that is also if the letter before has dhamma or fatha. So very specific case for the letter lam, it has to be only in the name of Allah. So either the name Allah or also Allahumma follow the same exact rulings. And then if the letter before has dhamma or fatha, then it's going to be heavy. If the letter before has kasra, then it's going to be light. Huwallahu, here it is heavy because the letter before has fatha. سَيُؤْتِينَ اللَّهُ, letter before has fatha, so it's going to be heavy. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ, here the letter before has dhamma, so it is heavy. وَاذْكُرُ اللَّهَ, the letter before has dhamma, so it is going to be heavy. And then if the letter before has kasra, it will be light, such as in bismillahi, afillahi, qulillahumma. So in all of these cases, you hear that it is light because the letter before has kasra. So again, for a heavy and light lam, it is only going to be in the name of Allah. And that is, if the letter before has dhamma or fatha, then it will be heavy. Otherwise, in every other case, it is going to be light. So it is a light letter. Outside of the name of Allah, you are not going to find a heavy lam. This is the only time that that lam is going to be heavy. Now, inshallah, we're going to move on to the third letter that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. This is the letter Ra. Now, Ra has quite an extensive list of cases that will make it heavy or light. So, inshallah, we are going to go over all of them. There are a total of 8 rules that make the letter Ra heavy, and a total of 4 rules that make the letter Ra light. And then also, there are going to be a few exceptions to this rule as well that we will also cover going into this topic. So inshallah, now as we go to the rules of heavy and light Ra, I would just like to point out that for a lot of these rules, many people have already known these rules as they read the Quran. So as they read, you are going to notice that they already know if the letter Ra is meant to be heavy or light, and they read it in that way, even though they may not know the exact rules or they may not know why it is heavy in this case, they do read it correctly. So this is just a reminder that, again, tajweed is not based upon the rules. As long as you can implement the rule, then you are fine. Even if you don't remember all 8 of the rules, all 4 of the rules of the light Ra, it is fine as long as you are implementing it. So when you are reading the Quran and you are making the Ra heavy in the correct spaces, you are making it light in the correct spaces, then even if you don't remember the rules, it is okay. So inshallah, as students of tajweed, we are trying to obviously learn the rules and keep in mind everything that we have learned. We try to memorize all of the rules, but I just do want to mention this because it is a very difficult topic, and many people start to despair that, you know, there's so many rules, I can't memorize this, or they can memorize it now and then in a couple of months they'll forget the rules. So again, it is not very important that you know every single rule, that if I ask you what are the 8 rules, you can list them for me, as long as you are reading it correctly with the light and the heavy Ra as it's appropriate in the Quran, then again, it is fine. So inshallah, we are going to try our best, but again, if you are not able to do it, please don't despair. Inshallah, there are no sins or anything upon you if you don't remember the rules, as long as you are applying it correctly, inshallah. So let's go ahead now and start with the rules of heavy Ra. So like I mentioned, there are 8 cases of tafkhim for the Ra. There are 8 different scenarios or 8 different circumstances in which that Ra can become heavy. Inshallah, in this class, we are only going to cover 4 of them. And then in the next class, we will cover the other 4. And then of course, as we find them inside of our lessons as well, we are going to point them out. So if you would like, inshallah, as we are reciting, I do usually say this letter is heavy, this letter is light, so you can write a small h or a small l underneath. This is the way that a lot of people have learned the heavy Ra or any of the other heavy letters without even having to know the rules, because they are picking up on these patterns. And eventually, once a word has occurred enough times, then you would know that, you know, this is going to be heavy in every single case. So the word Rab, for example, it always occurs with the fatha. So then they are going to know that here, Rab is always going to be heavy. The Ra is always heavy. So in this manner, if you would like, it is very helpful to write down an H or an L underneath, just to make sure that, you know, you keep in mind that it's heavy or light. I myself still do this because it does help as you are reciting. You don't have to think about the rule. You don't have to be like, oh, is it heavy or light? You already have it. And then that way, as you are reciting, you can kind of focus more on your recitation rather than on the tajweed of the letters. So this is very helpful, inshallah, if y'all would like to be doing that. It is going to help down the road as well. Now let's go ahead and start on the first 4 rules of heavy Ra. These ones are a little bit easier. 3 of them are very easy, and then the 4th one is a little bit difficult, but inshallah, once we look at an example, it will make more sense. So the first rule that we have of heavy Ra, it is going to be a Ra that has a fatha on top. So this is a very simple rule. As long as the Ra has fatha, it is going to be heavy, such as the word Rabbihim. So here Ra has a fatha, Ra is going to be heavy. Rabbihim, So this is the first rule. And then the second rule is going to be a ra with a sukun. And before that is a fatha. Okay, so there is a ra with a sukun and the letter before has fatha. Now this one is getting a little bit more specific. There is a ra with a sukun and the letter before has a fatha, such as the word Maryam. Now here, Maryam, ra has a sukun and the letter before, which is a meme, has a fatha. Maryam. So now it is going to be heavy. I am not going to make this light and I'm not saying Maryam. Maryam. Now ra has become light. This is a heavy ra. Maryam. Maryam. Ra has a sukun and the letter before has fatha. So this is also going to be a heavy ra. So this is the second case of heavy ra. Now the third case of heavy ra is also very simple. It is a ra with a dhamma, such as the word sabiruna. Now here ra has a dhamma. It is going to be heavy. Sabirun. Sabiru. So here ra is going to be heavy. Why? Because it has a dhamma. Okay, so far we have done ra with a fatha, ra with a dhamma, and we have done a ra with a sukun, and the letter before is fatha. Now the fourth rule is a little bit complicated, so inshallah, let's go ahead and break this down. The fourth rule is going to be ra with a sukun, and before that is another sukun, and before that is a fatha. Okay, so here we have a fatha, followed by a letter that has sukun, followed by a ra that has sukun. So in what case is this going to occur? This is going to occur if you are stopping on a letter that ends with ra. So let's say I am reading the first ayah of Surah Al-Asr. Okay, I'm reading Surah Al-Asr and I am stopping on this first ayah. I am going to say, wal-asr. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. And I'm not making this light. I'm not saying wal-asr. Now ra became light. I am making this ra heavy because ra has a temporary sukun. It has a temporary sukun because I'm stopping here. Okay. Anytime you stop on a word that ends with ra, you are putting a sukun on that ra. Now the letter before has a sukun, which is the letter sad. Naturally, it has a sukun. And the letter before that has a fatha. Okay, so we have a fatha, we have a sukun, and then after that we have a ra that could have had a haraka on top, but because I stopped here, I am putting a temporary sukun. Okay, then this is another sukun. So we have fatha, sukun, and sukun. Okay, now this may sound a little bit confusing. It does sound like, you know, you're going back, trying to figure out what is where. So again, for a lot of these rules, many people have already known if it's supposed to be heavy or light. Now when everyone reads wal asr, naturally they already read the ra heavy because the sad is heavy as well. So in most of these cases, it does become heavy naturally. Okay, so here wal asr. Ra is also going to be heavy. Why? Because ra has a sukun, the letter before has sukun, and the letter before that has a fatha. So this is exactly like the rule that we just did, number two. Why? Because ra has a sukun, and before that there is a fatha. Okay, so now instead of ra sukun before fatha, now we are just adding an extra sukun in between, and this is still going to give us a heavy letter. So just a quick review. Number one, we have ra with a fatha. Number two, we have ra with the sukun and the letter before is fatha. So if you would like to write these down, an easy way to do it is just write ra, write whatever haraka is on top. And then before, you can just put a small little dash and then you can put the haraka on top. So you can put for the second one, ra with the sukun, and before that there's a fatha. You can put a ra with a sukun. So we have ra with the sukun. And the letter before needs to have fatha. So I'm just going to put a little dash. And then I'm going to put a fatha on top of that dash. So that dash represents that it can be any letter. It just needs to have a fatha on top. Okay? So ra with the sukun. And then on top of that, there is a fatha on the letter before. Then we have ra with a dhamma. You can just draw ra and then put a dhamma. And then number four, ra with a sukun. So draw a ra with the sukun. And before that, we're going to put two dashes. So this is signifying that there are two letters before. The first letter before the ra is going to have sukun, and the second letter before the ra is going to have a fatha. So now when we look at it from the other way, we have one dash with a fatha on top, we have another dash with a sukun on top, and then we have a ra with another sukun. Okay, so sukun, sukun, dash, And this is going to be the fourth rule. Now, this is a little bit complicated. Inshallah, in the next class, we will go back and then review this. And then as we read, also, I will point out any of the rules that we have of heavy and light law. Now, let's go ahead and move on to the analysis of these verses, starting from ayah number one. Ya ayyuha, this is going to be a four-count mad. Alladhina amanu, this is going to be another four-count mad. Awfu bil uqud. Qaf is going to be heavy. Dal here has qalqala. Uhillat lakum bahimatul an'ami illa ma yutla alaykum. So you see in a lot of these cases, this is a two-count mad. Bahima. And then al-an'am. Illa ma yutla alaykum. So in all of these cases, this is a two-count mad. Ghayra muhill al-sayd. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. Why? Because it has a fatha. So this is the first rule of heavy ra. And you can see here that ra, because it has fatha, it will be heavy. Ghayra muhill al-sayd. Sad is heavy. Wa antum hurum. Ra in this case is heavy. Why? Because ra has dhamma. So this is the third case of ra that we learned today. Inna Allaha, name of Allah here, is going to be heavy. Yahkumu ma yurid. Ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. This is another rule that inshallah we'll cover later on. But ra here is light. You can put a little L underneath. Ya ayyuha, this is a four count mad. Alladhina amanu la tuhillu sha'air Allah. This is going to be a four count mad. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has fatha. Name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Wala shahr al haram. Ra is heavy because it has fatha. Al haram. Ra is heavy because it has fatha. Wala al hadiya. Wala al qalaid. This is a four count mad. Wala. This is a four count mad. Ameen. This is going to be a six count mad. So there is a mad followed by a letter that has shadda. So I am going to pull this for six counts, and then there is going to be nabar on this because the letter after has shadda. So we will give it nabar to signify that shadda on this letter. Al bayt al haram. Ra is going to be heavy because it is a ra with a fatha. Yabtaghuna ghayn is heavy. Fadlan. Dad is going to be heavy. Bi rabbihim. Ra is going to be heavy. Wa ridwana. Ra in this case is light because the letter before has a kasra. وَإِذَا حَلَلْتُمْ فَاصْطَادُوا. صَاد is heavy. طَا is heavy. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ. رَا here is light because it has a كَسْرَة. جِيم in يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ is going to be a letter of قَلْقَلَة. شَنَآنُ. Now here, Hamza is going to be from the throat, so make sure you do make it a little bit sharp. شَنَآنُ. قَوْمٍ. قَاف is heavy. أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ. صَاد is heavy. عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحُرَامِ. رَا in this case is heavy because it has a fatha on top. أَنْ تَعْتَدُوا. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ. رَا in this case is going to be light. وَالتَّقْوَى. قَاف is going to be heavy and it's also going to have قَلْقَلَى. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. That, make sure that you do give it a little bit of humps. And then make sure it is very audible. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. قَاف is heavy. Name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. And then also when we end here, we are going to make sure that we give this ha a lot of humps because there is that ha and we don't want to drop it when we stop on this letter of sukun. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. So do make sure that you give it quite a bit of air so that this ha does not drop and so that we don't forget about this ha when we give it that sukun. Inna Allaha, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Shadidul iqab. Qaf is going to be heavy and then ba here has a qalqala when we stop. Okay, so inshallah that is our lesson, ayah number one and ayah number two. And for the theory part of our class, we did cover the rules of heavy and light ra, tafkhim and tarqiq. So just a quick review of the four rules that we have covered today. The first rule was ra with a fatha, ra. And then here we have the example, رَبِّهِمْ. So ra is a heavy ra. Why? Because it has a fatha on top. So when we are writing the rules, you can just write down a ra and then put a fatha on top. This is going to be number one, ra with a fatha, ra, and then just put a fatha on top. Now the second rule is going to be ra with a sukun. And before that is a letter of fatha. So here we're going to put ra with a sukun. And then before that, you can just put a little dash and then put a fatha on top. So remember, anytime we have the dash, it is going to be representing any of the letter that comes before. Okay, any other letter that comes before can be a dash. Okay, so it could be any letter that has a fatha on top. And then the next letter is going to be ra. Okay, like the word Maryam, mim has a fatha and then ra has a sukun. Okay? And then the fourth, the third rule is going to be ra with a dhamma. Ra, and then it just has a dhamma on top, such as the word sabiruna. So here ra has dhamma, so it will be heavy, okay? So number one and number three are very simple, ra with a fatha, ra with a dhamma. And then the other two are a little bit difficult because that ra has sukun. So the first one was ra with a sukun and the letter before has fatha. Now the last one is going to be ra with a sukun. And before that, there is a sukun. And before that is a letter with fatha, such as the term wal-asr. So here, because I am stopping on the ra, it has sukun, sad has sukun, and the letter before it has a fatha. So this is going to be a heavy ra in this case as well. So inshallah, in the next class, we will go back to this and that we will cover these four before moving on to the next four, inshallah. But for now, we will stop here. Jazakallah khairan kathiran, everyone, inshallah. I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.